Good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. VPR's Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. A new dam to contain Mount Holly's Star Lake is in place, and this week it was approved by state safety regulators. VPR's Public Post reports on news from cities and towns around Vermont, and Public Post reporter Amy Noyes is here to talk about the new Star Lake Dam and other news from this past week. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So, why did the old Star Lake Dam need to be replaced?
Well, the old dam has been failing for years. In fact, a group called the Friends of Star Lake has been fundraising and planning for this project for the past 5 years. This summer, they drained the lake to install the new dam, and now the lake is refilling. And there's a little bit of berm work that's going to be done to improve access to the lake. I should note, Star Lake is where Mount Holly has a town beach and a recreation area. So this project's been a pretty big deal. And around 280 people and businesses have kicked in to help cover the cost, but they still need more donations to finish the project.
And this week you also wrote about another town treasure that could be at risk of becoming obsolete, the last operating one-room schoolhouse in Vermont.
Yes, that's the Elmore Lake School. It's not at risk of immediate closure, but its future could be more uncertain depending on the outcome of an upcoming school district consolidation vote.
Uh-huh, and when is that vote happening?
On November 3rd, voters in Elmore and neighboring Morristown will vote on whether to consolidate into one school district. And if the proposal passes, then Elmore will commit to sending all of its secondary students to schools in Morristown. Currently, those students have school choice. And right now, Elmore Public School students go to the one-room schoolhouse for grades 1 through 3. The rest of the time, they attend schools in Morristown, at least until they have school choice in 7th grade. And even then, the majority of students choose to stay in Morristown's People's Academy.
So what will happen to the one-room schoolhouse if the merger is approved?
Well, nothing for at least 4 years. The merger agreement stipulates that Elmore's school will remain open for 4 years, and after that time, the school board for the new consolidated district would decide whether or not to keep the school open.
So that decision won't be up to the voters in Elmore?
That's right. Their big decision will be this November 3rd.
And November 3rd is Election Day, although there aren't any statewide or national elections this year. Are there any other communities going to the polls on local issues?
Yes. Shelburne is having 4 bond votes that day, 2 for the town and 2 for the school district. The town is asking voters to approve a $3 million bond to repair and improve the Bay Road Bridge. And the town's also asking for another $3 million for capital improvements to the sewer system. And there are 2 bond votes for work on the Shelburne Community School building. The first is a nearly $2.4 million bond vote to replace the roof of the school. And the second is regarding $6.86 million in other renovations to the school.
Wow, that's a lot of bond votes for one town.
Yes, it is.
And looking ahead, you're already reporting on some town meeting news.
That's right. There's an effort to get a non-binding referendum on town meeting agendas throughout the state for town meeting day in March. And the deadline to turn in petitions to get items on those agendas is in mid-January. So organizers have gotten started by trying to identify people in each town to get those petitions circulating.
And what's the referendum about?
It's about trying to put a stop to political corruption by directing state lawmakers to pass anti-corruption legislation. That means doing things like creating an ethics commission and changing how political campaigns are funded.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the months to come. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank, with expertise, cash management, and lending services dedicated to meeting the needs of Vermont municipalities and schools. MBVT.com. The UVM Lane Series presents the Shanghai Quartet and world-renowned pipa player Wu Man on Friday, October 30th at the UVM Recital Hall in Burlington. The program juxtaposes Eastern and Western musical traditions. It includes a Beethoven string quartet as well as arrangements of traditional Chinese music and new music for string quartet and pipa. More information is available at uvm.edu/laneseries.